Rabbeinu is writing in Torah Samech Aleph 61, Al Yedei Emunat Chachamim, by faith that people have in Chachamim, in the righteous people, Yecholim Leotzi Mishpatenu La'or. We can bring the justice from trial to light, that the trial is going to be in justice. So, and we can achieve that by faith in Chachamim. And Rabbeinu is comparing the obligation that we have to not to move from words of Chachamim, not to the right and not to the left, from everything that they're going to command you, to the fact that you don't want the trial to go to the left or to the right. So actually the trial is going to be decided according to your way in life. How much that you're going to go straight and listen to Chachamim, this is how the trial with you is going to go straight also, not to the right and not to the left. So, again, Rabbeinu is teaching us here that power of taking the responsibility and accepting what Hashem is doing with us in our lives on ourselves. Means, when Chas v'Shalom, a person sees that something is going wrong in his life, not immediately to blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not to blame people, and not to blame no one. Just to know, if I'm going to strengthen myself, if I'm going to strengthen myself, if I'm going to help myself, so from heaven things are going to be better. The Gemara is talking about it in a lot of places, also in Masechet Brachot, on all of those, and also in Masechet Chagigah, explaining to us how many, also in Masechet Ta'anit, to see that Chachamim were accepting on themselves. Rav Shalom brought that story on Rav Huna, that he had a few barrels of wine that becomes vinegar, vinegar. And Chachamim came to him and rebuked him. So he asked them, have you found something wrong that I've done? Tell me, review, tell me. I want to do tshuva. Because he made tshuva before, and he tried to work on himself and to check why it happened to him, and he couldn't find nothing. He couldn't find no reason that it's going to happen to him. So they asked him, do you suspect HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Of course we suspect you. You suspect the Kadosh Baruch Hu? If not you, so who? Who else? Who left? If you're not going to suspect you, Rav Huna, okay that you judge yourself. You're right. You judge yourself. We're not saying that you, Chas Shalom, don't care. But bottom line, is there another option? There is no other option. Immediately that he accepted on himself, there are two options over there. All that the price of vinegar went up and he sold the barrels of vinegar in the same price of wine, so he didn't lose nothing. Or that it's written over there that it becomes to be wine again, something against nature. Both of them are against nature. One is more hidden in rules of nature and one is not, but it's a miracle. But both of them are Hashem made it. Means that in the moment that he took it on himself to take the responsibility on himself and to do tshuva and to pay back, even that he couldn't realize that really he needs to pay back, it wasn't so clear the halakha that he needs to pay to his worker, to the aris over there, that he had to pay him some part from the branches of the vine, something to share with him. And that worker was stealing from him and taking from him. But, like we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medakdek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be totally straight. 100% straight. And he was listening to the words of the halakha. He was doing things right. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to be yotze lechol hadeot, by all of the opinions. Not to leave edges, to leave corners. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to be 100% clean. So he rebuked it. Because Hashem loves you, He rebukes you. So now immediately when someone rebukes you, you fight back. Why? But I'm doing my best, and I tried, and I'm doing this. And you're just rejecting the gift that Hashem just gave you. Now Hashem wanted to help you to make another step in your tshuva, and you reject it. You kick HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You just kicked Him.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to you and told you, I want you to be able to get closer to me in another way. And you said, no, but I'm already close to you. I'm already there. Why? Hashem is infinity. Hashem is endless. You can always get closer and closer and closer to him. Shlomo HaMelech, that he was the wisest person in the world. He said, Amarti echkema v'irechoka. I said, I'm going to be wiser, I'm going to learn more, and I just saw that the wisdom is farther and farther. It means more to achieve, and more to learn, and more to understand, and it will never gonna end.
One of the righteous people in the generation of Rabbeinu, I don't remember his name, I don't remember who was it, he said, after his first meeting with Rabbeinu, that to say on Rabbi Nachum Nibreslev, Achacham Mikol Adam, that he is the wisest person of them all, the Kamtzanut. It's to be cheap. He's a lot more than that. A lot more than Achacham Mikol Adam. And they think of Rabbeinu like that the Ramchal is writing that the good, or the Shemit Barav, that he is good when he wants to give. What he wants to give? He wants to give the best. So what is the best? Himself. Hashem wants to give you himself. He doesn't want to give you from his money, from his health, from his life. He wants to give you life itself. He wants to bring you to the source of all good, to him, to Hashem, to be with Hashem. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh is also the same. Rabbeinu said, promise to his students, and yasetchem kamoni mamash. I'm going to bring you to be exactly like I am. I'm going to bring you to my level. And Rabbeinu can hand it to you. Rabbeinu can give it to every one of his people. There is no doubt about it. In what it depends. If you're canceling yourself to him, if you're canceling yourself, it's called shivui tzura. You compare yourself to him. You need to cancel to him. You need to obey. You need to listen. And a lot of times, to do it just from the mouth and out, and with your hands and with your legs in the world of action, it's not enough. To do 1 hour in the field, it can be not enough. Because you can see two people, that they're chavruta, they're going today every day to the field to do it bodedut. And one is growing and developing in Avodat Hashem, and the other one is stuck. And both of them are learning Gemara together, and going to the mikveh together, and going to the field together, and going to the afatza together. Everything, mamash, you say, twins. But one is growing, and one is stuck with his nonsense. So why? Because of level of truth in the field. Level of truth in Avodat Hashem. If you go to Hashem Yitbarach, and you pray, and you lie, so Dover Shkarim lo yikol neged enai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking at you. What it means? Let's give an example. If for an example you came to the field and you're justifying yourself in the field and you didn't come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to receive tshuva, to work on yourself, to fix yourself. You came to achieve more things. You came for shopping in the field. You came to tell Hashem, my wife, she's not listening to me, my children, Ribono Shel Olam, that my wife going to listen to me, that the children going to obey, what's going on with Parnasa, Ribono Shel Olam, why the yeshiva is not paying enough, why, please, Ribono Shel Olam. All of them are lies. All of those words are words of lie. Because any surim belo avon, there is no suffering if there is no sin. So if you're suffering, it's because that you sinned. If you sinned, you have to do tshuva. This is truth. Now his friend is coming every day to the field, and he starts with praises and thanks. Thank you, Ribono Shel Olam, for dragging me against my will to the field also today. Thank you, Ribono Shel Olam, that you forced me. Kofin, bet din, kofin et atova. They force the good things on a person. Thank you, Ribono Shel Olam, for helping me to learn Gemara today, that you gave me into that Mary to sit and to learn another chapter and to say Tikkun HaKlali, thank you. And after it, you say in the Tshuva, in the part of Tshuva, confession indeed, Bodedut, you say thank you, Ribono Shel Olam. And then you start doing Tshuva and you admit, Ribono Shel Olam, today in Shachrit, I wasn't praying Shachrit right. I was in a rush, I wasn't thinking about you, not in the first 3 brachot, and not in the second 3 brachot, and not in the third 3 brachot, and not in the fourth.
Boshalom, I didn't care about it enough. Please, let me appreciate the tefillah. Let me understand that issue of prayers. Let me care about it. Give me a heart, Ribono Sholam. I don't have a heart. I don't feel the light of tefillah. Please, Ribono Sholam, let me feel the taste of tefillah. Let me pray. Give me that merit, Ribono. And he's talking with truth. He's just using the Bodhidu to the purpose that he's been created for. He's not wasting his time fulfilling his lust and desire, feeling his lust and desires. No, I need money, Ribono Sholam, we need a bigger apartment, what's going on? Hashem, you're not listening to my prayers. Right? You're right. Hashem is saying, you're right, I'm not. I'm not. Who can hear you? Your wife, she cannot hear you. Your children doesn't hear you. No one hears you. Your parents doesn't want to listen to you anymore. No one can hear you. And I'm trying to tell you that again and again, Hashem is saying. You're drilling. Hashem hates priyat chinam, crying with no reason, whining. Hashem hates that. Hashem doesn't want that. Hashem wants us to do tshuva, to take responsibility on our actions, to come, to admit. And in the moment that we're going to take responsibility on ourselves, the trial also is going to straight itself. When you're going to straight up yourself, when you're going to listen to Chachamim, when you're going to use the tshuva, when you're going to enjoy, learn the limud, lishma, going to come to yeshiva, to learn, not to spend time with Gemara, to learn. If your wife is asking you, what have you learned today, you need to give her an answer that's going to be worthy for her. It's going to mean something. Oh, we learned an amazing Tosfot in Baba Metzia. She needs to see that you become to be a better person. That you learn something. And really, that's supposed to be your conclusion in the end of the limud, that you learn, that you don't know nothing. That Chachamim are huge and that you're so small. If you imagine to yourself that you understood that Tosfot, so you're very far from Tosfot. The real conclusion after learning that Tosfot is to know that you haven't got it at all, and for sure that it contains a lot more. And thank you, Hashem, for helping me to understand one layer, one way of understanding a certain pshat in the words of Tosfot. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, and praise Hashem on that, and thank Hashem on that. But you really think that you got Tosfot? You really think that you can contain what did they contain? In every word of Torah, that word of Torah contains all of the Torah. All of the Torah. When they're talking on one sugiyah, they contain in their minds so many other sugiyot that connected to that. In Shabbos, in Tarot, in Kelim, in Rashuyot, in so many other terms, in money, in things that for you, you think there is something, mamash, now it's talking about that point that they're counting on foundations that are so wide, that are so strong, so deep, that righteous people, tzaddikim and talmidei chachamim, can see that also. They can see, and you cannot see. I remember that eulogizing on Rav Ovadia Yosef, that Rav Shlomo Amar said that he was learning for months. And Rav Amar is a genius. We're talking about a huge genius. You hear the way that he speaks, and he brings you the answers and the questions, and all by heart. You see someone that it's all open for him, and he's telling to you that he was sitting and learning. I think he said a certain Rambam for few months and sit and learned it, and in the end, he still had a lot of questions, and he came to Rav Ovadia, and Rav Ovadia told him, it's all over there in that Rambam. And it was hard for him. Why Rav Ovadia doesn't understand him? What? And he explained to him again, and Rav is listening to him, Rav Ovadia again, listens to him from the beginning till the end. And it's in that Rambam. And then he spent more weeks on weeks, because he couldn't argue with Rav Ovadia, and he was very frustrated that Rav Ovadia didn't understand his question, his chidud, his question. But after another few weeks, he found it in the Rambam, that it's all written over there in the Rambam. It's all, it was written over there in the Rambam.
Rav Ovadia realized, and Rav Ovadia saw, and Rav Ovadia more than you can imagine, a lot more than you can imagine.
But he had to put more weeks and weeks of effort, of amal, v'igiyat ha-Torah, to take it out.
So us, what we can say? People that are learning Torah from the age of 3, age of 4, age of 6, and they're huge, geonim, righteous, holy from birth, received from huge righteous people, and they themselves, it's hard for them to come to them, Amita Shel Torah, to the truth of the Torah. So for us, of course it's going to be hard. So we need to prepare ourselves for the effort. To accept on ourselves the yoke of heaven. And Adam la'amal yulad. Men born to suffer, to carry, to take things on himself. It's one. We need to go. Thank you very much.